It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the grains put in a fairly decent performance for the fourth week of August, finishing mixed with wheat finishing on the defense, while corn and soybeans actually didn't finish all that bad. We'll talk about the week's performance after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, we wrapped up August as far as trading was concerned, and we did bring in a mixed performance for the last week of trading. Looking at it, we did see Minneapolis wheat and Kansas City finish a little bit on the defense, while Chicago wheat finished with a little bit of gains, spilling over from the higher corn market. Soybeans struggled, but they did finish mixed here officially or with small losses, and for the most part, you know, we continue to see a little bit of USDA's August crop production report hanging over this market. But for the most part, we're looking at growing conditions again. And they did call to be a little bit cooler, a little bit wetter, and that helped to support the markets. Demand continues to be extremely strong, especially when you look at it for corn, and that continues to help support the corn market. Concerns about soybeans continues to pressure that market, and especially when you look at the wide basis that we're seeing up here in the Northern Plains and the threat that not a lot of the beans are going to be bought here this fall at harvest time from elevators, as some elevators are starting to restrict their purchasing of soybeans because of no place to go with them. Overall, though, wheat, as we mentioned, we're coming to the end of the harvest period for the winter wheat. Spring wheat is right in the middle of it. We should start to see wheat see a little bit of a post-harvest rally, but because of the lack of demand and lack of follow-through, we're just not seeing that in the wheat market. Overall, when we wrapped up, Minneapolis wheat finished down 10 cents for the week, while we saw Chicago wheat up 3 to 7. Kansas City was down anywhere from 2 to 5. In the corn market, impressive finish, especially when you look at how big the production came from USDA's report here earlier in the month. Corn did finish up 8 to 10 cents, while soybeans were mixed. Old crop was up a little bit, while the new crop contracts dropped 4 cents. Soybean meal continues to see pressure. It was down anywhere from $5 to $13. Soybean oil also lower, as it was down $3 to $3.50. And canola getting hit pretty hard because of a Stats Canada report showing higher production. We did see canola lose $20 to $40. Meats continue to be the bright spot. We did see live cattle gain anywhere from $1.70 to $1, or almost $2, while feeder cattle gained sharp gains. August was up over $5 to close out the week, and we did see $2 gains in the September. Hogs also performing well this week, up anywhere from $3 to $4. In the outside markets, we saw crude oil up a dime. Gold was up $94. The dollar was up a tenth of a cent, and the Dow Jones lost 170 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.